Getting ready for grade 5, summer fashion, flip-flops and fins, sandals. When it's hot outside, it feels good to be wearing a pair of sandals. It's especially nice to wear sandals if you have worn boots and heavy socks during the winter. A sandal is made of two basic parts. One part is a hard, flat, and tough piece of material shaped like a footprint. This part, called the sole, goes on the bottom, or sole, of your foot. The second part is one or more straps that are attached to the sole. The straps are wound around the toes or foot, and sometimes around the ankle too. Finally, the straps are tied or buckled to keep the sandal in place. Another example of warm weather footwear also has only two basic parts. There's a sole and a Y-shaped strap. The Y-shaped strap passes between the big toe and the next toe. This kind of footwear has several names. In South Africa, it's called a slip-slop. In the United States, it is usually called a flip-flop. Typically, sandals have a strap that goes over the arch of the foot or around the ankle. Because flip-flops don't have this support, some people claim it's not a sandal. They also claim that flip-flops aren't good for people's feet. Whatever you think about flip-flops, they are a cheap form of footwear. Where you find warm weather, you also find flip-flops. Usually, flip-flops are made of material that comes from crude oil. This material makes it hard to recycle old flip-flops. Some people have solved this problem by making flip-flops from recycled car tires or from materials like cotton or straw.